On Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA, it is WRTA Weekend. Doug Herendeen. Once a month, we get to talk to the folks from Arts Altoona. That means the president of the organization, Donna Gordy, is here, and she brings a guest each time. Donna, hello.
Hi, Doug. Thanks again, always, for the opportunity. We really appreciate being able to be here with you and to have the opportunity to share with you and your listeners some amazing artist or arts organization in our community, since our mission is connecting people with the arts to strengthen our communities. And today, I'm really pleased to have a longtime friend of mine, Barbara Hollander, here with us. Barbara had been the site director at SAMA Altoona, Southern Allegheny's Museum of Art, and she has retired from that position and spends part of her year in the South, and she's now back and working diligently on some art for an exhibition coming up at SAMA Altoona, and we're here to talk about the kickoff reception and the, what we can expect to see from her art. It sparkles, I can promise you that.
All right.
True that.
Ms. Hollander, welcome.
Thanks.
How many, you were 20 plus years with the Southern Allegheny's Museum of Art?
20 plus.
And now that you're retired, are you actually retired, or are you like Donna Gordy retired where you're doing a million other things?
I don't know. She talked to me for 5 minutes about all her projects, so I don't think I could compare with her. But I'm busy in my life and really haven't had a chance to look back.
But one of the things you're talking about is what Donna mentioned. You have a reception and you have an exhibition coming up at SAMA, which, by the way, if you don't know, you ought to. It's right across from the post office. And next to the columns in downtown Altoona, what do you have planned?
I have a lot going on in my head. We open in less than a month. I'm trying to finish up some pieces to include in the exhibit, but it's big. And it's mostly recent work. I have a couple old pieces just to show what my circle has been in art. And the show is called All My Life is a Circle, so I think I'm giving myself a plug. I don't know. Anyway, what I want to concentrate on right now is July 26 is the opening reception, and I want it to be a big party. And for $15, come on out. You know, it should be good.
And it supports the museum.
It all supports the museum.
When you had the idea to do this, and I'll ask you a little bit later about where some of this came from. When you had the idea to do this, you say you want the event to be a party, but what did you want the exhibition to be?
I just wanted to show how fabulous my art has developed. I know I'm patting myself on the back, but it's good. I've been an artist all my life. If I'm not good now, and after spending all those years at the museum looking at professional art and our regional artists who I love and our national artists, I mean, I've gotten a lot of help along the way through all these different avenues I've traveled.
Just by being there, you should absorb some of it. Yeah.
Yep.
What made you interested in art and when did you start?
Well, my friends make fun of me because the last time I didn't, like a talk, I started talking about my favorite colors as a child. Mm. But I wanted my audience to know that I've been an artist all my life. And not good. You know, I had to go to school. I trained. I've studied. I've practiced. But, you know, now I'm at a place in my life when I feel real good about this exhibit. And I think it's my best work. My latest work's my best work.
Well, what inspired you to get started? What made you say, wait, I think I can do this, or I want to be able to do this?
You know, I don't know if there's that kind of a point. I think as an artist, you're a little bit off the beaten track of your schoolmates, and I wasn't sure why I didn't say, hey, I'm an artist and they're not. But I realized that was the only thing I liked. That was the only thing I was really good at. And then, you know, at some point in your life, it becomes respectable, maybe. I don't know, Donna. that could be too big a word. But that's, I think it just every point in my life has led me to this exhibit. And I think it's going to be good. And Scott Reiner is the coordinator in Altoona now, and he's been a big help in picking pieces. And Michael Struber was the one, it was his idea to get me in there, you know, because I worked there, so I couldn't show there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there was a separation there.
Mm-hmm. In my mind, definitely. I think if I pushed it, maybe I could have entered a show or two, but I thought it would not be right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That I'm sure there are some artists that would agree, and they think that's good to know. But when you were sitting down to figure out what you're going to include in this, first off, how many pieces? Because I've been to some of the other shows before, like Joe Cervello and some of the other artists in the area, and it seems like there's a small area, but a huge number of pieces of art in that small area. So how many do you really see when you come into this, and how do you go about choosing them?
Well, I have two galleries. They're two main galleries I'm in. So I think I have a large space and I have a large number of pieces. I would say it's hard to give an exact number because I have diptychs and triptychs and quadrics, which I may have made that word up. But I'd say there's somewhere between 50 and 65 pieces.
So, you know, you think looking at the size of the building, well, from the outside, you probably think it could have that many. But when you look at the room, you think, well, it's kind of small, but you got the two sections there and there's the other gallery. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. How many pieces do you think you've done over the years? And how many would you actually let somebody look at?
I was never good at the business end. Some people, you know, have booklets of all the work they've done in their pictures. Mine have come and gone. And as my mom always said, you could always paint another one. So that kind of helped with leaving them go. Hundreds. I mean, if I have 60 just now, I maybe 500.
Do you ever see one somewhere and go, oh, I forgot I painted that?
Sometimes, yes.
It's got to be a strange feeling to know. They're sort of like they're your children released to the wind, and occasionally you see one again in the wild.
Right.
When you look at a show like this, whether it was when you were a site director or now as the artist, and by the way, when you looked at the shows before as a site director, now looking as an artist, what's different in how you see it, or is it not?
I am one of those artists I used to hate to work with. I'm like the artzilla. I don't know what the word could
like,
be.
Like bridezilla.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I. You know, we used to make fun of people like me in the museum world. And I don't know. That's who I am. I can't help it. And I'm crazy. And the director, Scott Reiner, who's helping me, is calm and collected. So we're a good match. And I'll break them. I don't know when.
You got some time before the opening.
I have some time.
Yeah, July 26th is the opening of the reception. How long is that going to be on display, though? They're doing the reception for the opening of the exhibit,
yes.
Which will go how long?
I think it's about 2.5 months.
So it's starting July 26th.
Yeah, sometime in October they close.
Yeah, so if you don't get to the thing right on July 26th, you still can see
yes.
some of the
and,
work
and,
that's
and
there.
Go, because it's going to be great. I'm going to make sure it's great. And my pieces are strong. They look good.
But how do you describe what you do? I mean, the one here on the SAMA website, some people would say that's abstract. Some people would say it's floral. What do you call that art?
That one is somewhere in between. I kind of do like a fantasy floral, which that is. I like abstract a lot, and I try and encompass it all. But I think to be a strong artist, you need the basics. You can't just decide you're an abstract artist. You have to start with the your techniques, all the art things that you would learn as a student.
Well, there's almost always bling in Barbara's art.
That there is,
like this,
Donna.
One, yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. If you're doing abstract can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Now you have to make it something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do you do that?
You know, you have to go back to composition, line, shape, form, color. I'm saying you have to go back to your basics. The piece has to your eye has to travel on the whole piece. You can't just look at one spot and forget about the rest of the canvas. And my focus really is on joy, the joy of painting. And that's where my color comes in. And as Donna mentioned, there's a lot of bling, which it's hard to see in that one, Doug. But I like to incorporate jewels and Swarovski crystals. And just I'm trying to get out my emotions on the canvas. And it's difficult, but I'll work at it till it's right.
Do all paintings have emotions?
The artists do. I don't know if their paintings do.
It's coming up on July 26th. That's going to be 6 until 8 at SAMA in downtown Altoona. $15. You can go to the website, and we'll have a link to that on the podcast of this program and some of the examples of Barbara Hollander's art. It's WRTA Weekend. Doug Herendeen. We're talking with the folks from Arts Altoona. Donna Gordy is the president of Arts Altoona. Barbara Hollander is the former site director for the Southern Allegheny Museum of Art in downtown Altoona. She has a show coming up about a month from now that's going to be starting at reception. We'll talk more about that in a second. But we wanted to talk about some of the other arts programs going on this summer and the Arts Altoona programs. You have the summer programs for students?
We do. We just started our summer art programs. We have one for children in grades 2 through 4 and another for middle school students, grades 5 through 7. We are really thrilled. Both of them are filled at this point, and we have just started them. They'll run for the next several weeks in the ward room, I believe, at the Arts Altoona Center. But we have breaking news here. We finally have a new floor in the blank campus, where we experienced severe flooding several months ago and, almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And we've been struggling. And thank you to an anonymous donor through the Central Pennsylvania Community Foundation. We have now been able to complete that flooring with an epoxy level floor. We are not down there using it just yet, but probably will be very soon. So Our summer art program may have some sessions down there, maybe in the ward room, maybe outside if it's a really nice day. So it's at the Arts Altoona Center somewhere.
For those who have not been following the saga, and it is a long one, You had some unexpected bills that were not sent in a timely manner, and they piled up. And you also had the floods and destruction because of the floods. And how much of that do you think is, if you had to give percentages, is rectified by now?
We're pretty well there. We still need to make some repairs to the stage in the blank canvas that was torn up some from the flooding and in the cleanup. We need to restore the commercial kitchen in the blank canvas to be able to once again be able to do fundraisers and use sinks to wash up after arts programs and so forth. So that's next step down there.
I find it ironic. They had that available for hire. And it will be in the future, just to, so you know if you need a facility like that.
Right.
But they had some people use it, and then suddenly after it gets destroyed, that it's like, hey, about five people show up. Can we use the blank canvas room? It's like,
exactly
your
right.
Timing's wonderful. not that they would have known, but it's
right.
just it's like these
the
things
irony,
happen.
The irony, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure has not escaped that. Yep. What else? You have a couple other fundraisers
coming
up?
Yeah, we have another event coming up at the center. Artist, a musician friend of ours, she is both, Christina Reeder, has put together an event on Thursday, July 10th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. She'll be playing the Baby Grand, and she has a couple other folks, Seamus Collins and Aaliyah Reed, that are going to be performing with her that evening. So that should be a wonderful, fun night of music, entertainment in the sanctuary. I'm so thrilled to be able to have a music performance in the sanctuary.
And we should say there has not been any damage to the sanctuary, luckily, because it's above ground and
right.
It was kept in
However,
pristine condition.
It is not air-conditioned, so the fans will be blowing, and hopefully July 10th will not be part of a heat wave such as is coming soon. Anyway, the big event that we have coming up that we are currently selling tickets for is the Alter Eagles. It's an Eagles tribute band, and that's coming up on Sunday, August 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Blair County Convention Center. It's going to be a really fun event. I have seen these folks perform, and they got a terrific standing ovation. So I'm really looking forward to seeing them. Tickets are now available for sale. Again, Sunday, August 3rd at 6 p.m. Tickets are on through our Zeltona website. And we also will be looking for sponsors and people buying ads in our program book.
And yeah, I see the general admission is 35 and the VIP right. table seating is 50.
Right.
And this is not the same group that was just at the Roland in Phillipsburg.
It is not. This is a different group.
So if you want to compare the two or you
right.
did not get to see them, you
right.
may have an opportunity to do this.
Right.
That was Seven Bridges, which I'm told was hugely good. I couldn't
right.
go. I had to work.
Right.
But the Alter Eagles is another tribute band. Again, on Sunday, August 3rd, at the Blair County Convention Center. If people would like to get the information about that, they can do it at the Arts Altoona website. And we'll put a link also on the podcast of this
Thank
program
you.
Coming up in just a few after you hear it here on WRTA. A few other things happening. Baker Mansion has the Sunday concerts on the lawn. Tomorrow they've got Strings.
Mm.
The group is called Strings. I imagine
right.
they do strings. It's so it's not just random string instruments that
I
showed up.
I think that is a tie-in, yes.
Yes. Tyrone's Summer Concert in the Park series gets underway July 6th. The Steinbeisers and Friends will kick that off. Those are free at Reservoir Park every Sunday at 6, weather permitting as
right.
things go on. And the Altoona Symphony Orchestra is doing the Summer Discovery Outreach Series. The next one is Journey on the Danube, the Gerhardt Chamber Ensemble performing at the C2 Trolley House at Lakemont Park, and also Music in the Berg. That comes up in August 16th, and that's a preview, more or less, of the 97th season of the Altoona Symphony Orchestra coming up, and that's free
right.
Through the Hollidaysburg Arts folks taking care of that, and through the symphony bringing their time and talents to that. Those are a few of the things that are going on here. We're also speaking with Barbara Hollander of used to be of Southern Allegheny's Museum of Art in Altoona. On July 26th, you have a reception for a new show that you have coming in that will be there for about 2 months, right?
Correct.
So if you can't make it on July 26th, you can make it over the next couple of months. And the admission for the museum is what, by donation?
Yep, it's free.
Yeah. But if you want to donate something, nobody's going
to... Donations are always welcome.
Nobody's
exactly.
going to stop you on something like that. We were talking about during the break something about sponsorships.
Sure. So let's talk about donations. My exhibit runs, the reception is from 6 to 8, but from 5 to 6 is a special champagne reception for sponsors. And the categories are $100, $250, and $500. And you will get to see the newly renovated space, which was formerly Ellsworth's.
Mm.
And they have done an amazing job. It's our new art storage. So that'll be a preview of that as well as my exhibit.
What space was that before, if people were trying to place where that
it's
is?
Upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He may be too young for this, Don.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no. I've only been here 20 years, but
maybe.
I think Ellsworth was...
He's a newcomer.
Yeah. 20 years, I'm a newcomer.
Right.
I kind of figure... I feel that way many a times when I'm talking to people. So how large a space is that going to be?
It's large. It's as large as our museum space, which is three galleries and... stuff in between.
How long had that been in the works to renovate that?
Well, I know I wanted that space for a long time. I even got in a fight with somebody over that space, even when it wasn't proper. Anyway, that Donna, that's kind of a,
right.
Between you and I.
Right.
And it wasn't even Donna.
Oh, and it's just the people listening.
but you
got your way. You're not even in charge and you got your way.
Right. All I wanted was the Ellsworth space in a pizza parlor, and they both happened when I left. It's not fair.
Well, this is one way you come back, by doing the show.
Right.
Right.
What advice would you have for somebody who wanted to start out and be an artist? Say they go to your show, they're really inspired, they wish they could, I wish I could do something like you. What do you tell somebody like that?
I tell them just what you would tell anything. Like if you want to be a good basketball player, you have to practice. If you want to be good at math, do it. You just have to do it and continue doing it. It could be learned. There's a lot of natural artists, not a lot like in one class, maybe students knew one or two, but maybe they knew one or two good athletes. But I'm saying it could also be learned.
It's interesting. Well, then again, when you were learning, how many canvases or sketches did you say, oh, nobody's ever going to see this. I'll just put that back in the closet there. Nobody will see it. How long did it take you to get to where you would want to say, okay, let me show this to somebody because I've got some pride in this?
I think he's trying to find out my age.
No. I'm talking, how long did you do painting?
I'm telling you, my whole life.
From the first day you painted. No, but from the first day you painted, I don't need to know how old you are, just how long it took you to get to the point where, oh, I would show this to somebody.
Well, when you're eight, you want to show it to everybody.
He's giving me a hard time.
There's a difference between putting it on the refrigerator because mom and dad will put anything on the refrigerator, even if, what is this supposed to be? It looks like a dog. Oh, no, that's you and mommy. It's like, oh, okay, well, it still goes on the refrigerator. But, I mean, I would imagine it gets exponentially better. The more you do it, the faster you get better at it, right?
It does, but you also don't want to be stagnant. Like that I think that's the curse of an artist. If you found success, if you're just going to keep doing the same thing over and over, to me, that's a bore. So you have to continuously press yourself and push forward so you're doing exciting things, new things, and you have to take a chance.
All right. And again, the name of the show?
All My Life's a Circle.
All My Life's a Circle. And this is going to be the reception for All My Life's a Circle on July 26th, 6 to 8 at SAMA in downtown Altoona. Again, if you've not been, you certainly should be. Right across from the post office there, right next to the columns. And Barbara Hollander will have the exhibit there. And they have many different exhibits throughout the year. You can also check those out as well. Anything
come
to
for
add?
The party, yeah. Come for the party.
Come for the party. That's only $15 and it helps out the museum. So there you go, and you get the reception as well. And Donna Gordy, anything else to add for Arts Altoona?
Oh, just thank you very much always for the opportunity.
And thank you, Don and Doug, for having me. This was great.
Thank you.
And we'll have a podcast of the program up in just a few minutes at WRTA.com.